Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. Yes. Don't be mad. Plan to come out here with us next year. It's your hip hop informer, your man TM Hyman. I'm coming to you live from Las Vegas. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. And folks, we're getting it in. Hey, I am out here with the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And a whole bunch of other folks. Folks have come in from all over the country, all over the world. 15 to 20,000 people are emerging upon Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm coming to you live from the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. As I overlook the beach party, still Pulse is going to get it in tonight. We're getting ready for the Friday party. We saw a lot of folks already headed towards the event. As we was coming into the hotel, we're not quite ready, but it's definitely a Freedom Friday, folks. Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Yo, we fresh out of the Takers movie. You got to go check out Takers. T.I., Idris Elba, Michael Ealy, Paul Walker, Chris Brown. Yo, it's off the chain. It's off the chain. I'm your hip-hop informer, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We got a lot to talk about. We're coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Main Strap. Why? TM Hyman Radio Live.
I'll be flying. If you knew better, you do better. And who better than who knows you, who molds you?
nobody know you like I know you, baby. Every good thing must come to an end, but sometimes you gotta go through bad if you wanna be built to last. Baby, I ain't worried about your past, cause our future looking bright. I'm already smelling that gas. I said some things I ain't mean to say only cause I was mad. Was it packing? I was putting my dirty clothes in the bag. I admit you got the best of me, that's why I never leave. We had a teenage love affair like 18. Don't put me in the same position as Kanye. So heartless, regretting that I started. You swept me off my feet like somebody pulling the carpet. For you, I was a victim, yet Cupid's target. I don't understand why the relationship on standby, no other nigga competing. I got him by a landslide. I need you on my team, together we build a franchise. Just answer one question, baby, all I wanna know is.
Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman, coming to you live from the Strip here out of Mandalay Bay Hotel and Resort. We're here. We're getting it in. We're happy to be here. Thanks and mad props to Steve Harvey and his crew. It's the 8th Annual Hoodie Awards. If you don't know anything about the hoodies, log on to www.steveharvey.com. Check out Mr. Harvey. He got a lot going on. Big up to him. I know y'all hear a lot about him. You know, he talks a lot about his own personal struggles. Hey, let me tell you something. This is a leader beyond leaders. But before I go any further, let me introduce my doggies, my angels. And they out here partying with me. We about to get it in. Normally, I would say live from Delaware, but she's live from Vegas tonight. Normally, I would say live from VA, but she's live from Vegas tonight. Toya and Didi.
Hello, good evening.
Up? Good evening.
What up?
All right, getting ready for this Freedom Friday, all white party.
Oh, yeah, about to do it big.
No doubt. I'm looking for Shirley Strawberry.
Wow,
I'm looking for you, Shirley.
You want to see that dress from last year?
Hey, you know it. You know it. Yo, she had a dress on last year that was like, bow, bow, ta-da. Wow. Folks, if you're just tuned in, I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman, joined by my co-hosts, Toya and Didi. We're here out in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you got something to talk about, hey, this is a Freedom Friday for us. You know what I'm saying? We're freestyling it. We're going to talk a little bit about travel tonight and why it's important to kind of get around. You know what I'm saying? It's important to relax and get out, meet people, see the country. Right now, I'm looking out my window here at Mandalay Bay. Again, we're broadcasting live from the casino, and I see nothing but beautiful, picturesque mountains. The mountains are ridiculous out here in Nevada. We're deep in the valley, and if you know anything about the West Coast, you got to come see it for yourself. It's like nothing I've ever seen, and I've been out here a few times, and I'm still kind of mesmerized by the mountains. Toya, I know you took 1,000 pictures today, so you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do, as did you. And they are beautiful, very postcard-like, so yes.
Absolutely.
Loving it.
Absolutely. We'll be posting on, folks. Look out for the website coming soon. The radio show website is coming. I know most folks have websites right out the box, but this show is kind of growing much larger than what we anticipated quickly. But we got website pictures, everything we're going to be posting soon. Jump on the lines, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We with you from 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. It's 7:09 right here on the West Coast. It's 10:09 on the East Coast. But regardless of where you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Let's keep it moving. New music from... Who we want to play next? Who we want to play next? You know what? Let's play this new one from Vel. It's called Put Me in the Game. Folks, if you have music that you want to have played here on the show, hit us up, TM Hyman Radio Live, TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. We'll play it at least once. Vel, Put Me in the Game. Let's get it.
I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 I got you like wild, boy. You need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, oh, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had her nails, nails the feet, put her in and shoot the three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she loved it deep. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Ollie hoop it to her, lay it up and knock and jump us down. Start with the whistle sound, you gotta bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hawk, slip. They got your shot blocked. It's teamwork. You're into your plan. Time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock. Cause it's running tick and top. Call a timeout right now. You gotta pass the rock. That's how the game goes. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling. Put me in the game.
Yeah, tell me you. I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming, shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball around. Hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game, coach.
You, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy don't play around. Last innings with positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a check. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team, so play by the rules. Scouts hit the game and check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. B-Train, she shooting any and everything. When she in, there's no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on the jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad. She like, take me out the game, coach.
I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
You've seen him on BET's 106 and Park. It's Vel, Put Me in the Game. We're back. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I'm your hip-hop informer coming live from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is oh so beautiful. But why are we here? We're here for the 8th Annual Hoodie Awards. What are the damn hoodies? What are the hoodies? People probably like, what are the hoodies? Yo, Steve Harvey, you know, the star of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, the star of Steve Harvey, the TV show, entrepreneur, fashion designer, you know, and I will say role model. There's some people who may want to debate whether Steve Harvey is a role model or not, but I'm going to give you four words: leadership, recognition, support, community. That equals Steve Harvey. And he's doing it. He's not talking about it. He's being about it. And, again, I am one of about 15,000-plus people that have emerged upon Las Vegas, Nevada for the 8th Annual Hoodie Awards. Plan to be here next year. If you don't know anything about it, log on to www.steveharvey.com. Why am I promoting them? I said leadership, recognition, support, community. Next topic. Hey, Takers. Man, Takers is in the theaters like right now. We went and saw Takers earlier as a team. The radio show team went and checked out Takers today. And T.I., Idris Elba, Paul Walker, Chris Brown. I'm going to say Chris Brown is back, folks. If you want to see Chris Brown in a different light, go check out the movie. Takers starring Idris Elba, Chris Brown, T.I. Who else? Who else, ladies?
Zoe Saldana, Paul Walker.
Yep.
It's a star-studded cast.
It is absolutely star-studded. Zoe Saldana is star-studded. It's like Bad Boy. I guess at the end of the day, you know, we got to be careful with the beloved Bad Boy or the bad guy, because it's a whole different vibe. The movie is suspenseful. It's nothing like what you would think. You see a star-studded cast like that, and you think that it's like a remake of Ocean's 11 or something. I'm here to tell you it's a good look. Go check out Takers in a theater near you. We are coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada tonight, and we just wanted to kind of kick it with you. You know, I mean, we have been bringing a lot of serious topics, you know, a lot of good information, but serious topics, and tonight we just want to have fun. We just want to have fun with you, play some good music as we prepare to go out and celebrate this Freedom Friday as a kickoff to the Hoodie Awards here. What y'all got, ladies?
I just want to say Takers was awesome. I am a T.I. fan. If anybody knows me, they know I am a T.I. fan. And, I mean, just to see, I'm not even going to give away the movie.
I'm sorry, because I can't hear anything that – I'm like, ladies, are you there? Are you there? I can't hear anything. Ladies,
Las Vegas,
are you there?
Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay, I just wanted to say, Secret, I love it. Great movie. Anybody that knows me knows I love it.
Hello?
T.I. But I'm not going to give away the movie just to say that, you know, I was surprised that I was surprised. Technical difficulties with my phone. I was surprised at how T.I. played his role, but I loved it. It was a great movie. I think everybody needs to go support it, not on the bootleg, please. However, go support it in the movie theater. It's a great movie. You'll love it.
Hey, folks, Idris Elba, for folks who didn't know that Idris was, like, from England, the accent was, like, off the chain. I mean, he used it, and I think it added a whole nother vibe to the whole show. Movie, that is. I'm sorry. Toya.
Yeah.
How did you feel about the movie?
Love the movie. Action-packed. It's actually better than I expected it to be. I didn't think that it was going to be that good. It's a really good movie. I think you named everyone with the exception of Hayden Christensen. He's also in the movie. For the ladies, even if you're not interested in the action-packed film, there is eye candy for all ages and all ages. Love the movie. Anything. The colors alone will keep you interested. But it's a really, really good movie. I really loved it.
and my dudes, that it's not a whole lot of females in the movie. But Zoe Saldana, you know, is a good look. And you want to go, you want to take the movie out because, you know, she, something happens to her in the film, you know what I'm saying, and you want to check it out. We're talking about Takers if you're just tuning in to the show. Folks, it is 10:19 on the East Coast. It's 7:19 where we are here out on the West Coast. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Folks, jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We're going to welcome our other host to the show. She's been hanging out for a minute. What's cracking out there on the East Coast, Charlotte, North Carolina? CeeLo.
And good afternoon in the morning.
Hello, CeeLo.
Hey, CeeLo.
Hi. Excuse me for my tardiness, people, but I was talking to my beautiful daughter on the phone, so I had...
Mommy business, that's what's up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mommy Trump, everybody else, you know what I'm saying? But yes, hi.
Yeah.
Are you guys enjoying yourselves?
We are.
Loving it, having a ball.
And guess what? You suck.
Oh, wow.
That's the love
you haters. We definitely will make sure that we a total team for the hoodies next year. But we got love for you. We got love for you, though.
We representing...
Love you back, you know. But look, right? Y'all were talking about a movie, okay? Now, what movie were you guys talking about?
We were talking about Takers. We were talking about Takers. Just hit the movies today. But stand by, CeeLo. We're gonna keep that conversation going, folks. This is Dawn Bottles featuring Trina. Go check Takers out. Idris Elba, T.I., Chris Brown, Michael Ealy, Paul Walker, Hayden Christensen, Zoe Saldana. Star studded. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Thank you. cup, three shots of Patron. Pass on me, ride, call the cab home. I'm filling up a cup, I ain't doing nothing wrong. Everybody don't stop, till 6 in the morning.
I mean, not like that. I mean, good gracious. Hi.
good morning and evening time.
Evening time. Yeah.
No, you were saying something about take it on. You were asking about the movie before that trash.
Yeah. What? What's your question? Oh no, I just wanted to know what it was about. Like I saw previews for it, like when I went to go see The Other Guys, which was a hilarious movie. Go see it. And, yeah, so, like, but outside of that, I just saw a bunch of jumping and moving and, yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you, I had no idea that it was, one, so star-studded. I did see a couple of trailers, and I assumed that it would be more like Ocean's 11, so I really didn't pay attention to who was in it. I saw T.I., I saw Chris Brown.
Right.
I saw Ethan Elba. But I still thought it was just like a remake of something we had already seen before.
Right,
so
like most.
That's like Ocean's 11 meets The Heat meets like bank robbery movie. I mean, it's like The Heat. If you've seen Heat with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, then you have a little bit of Ocean's 11, a little Italian Job. You have so much going on all together with this beautiful cast.
Right.
Beautiful cast. You know what I'm saying? It is a wonderful movie, and it takes you on. You thinking one thing, because I was like, okay. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, no, this happened. But I said, I can't give away the movie. You got to go see it.
Right, right.
Yeah, no, that's real. That's real. And the movie has you kind of amped, because for me, it's like, it's a major comeback for me for Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Chris Brown, you know, his whole career has kind of been like snatched from him over his, you know, his own personal situation, just because it was in the public eye, it destroyed his career, in my opinion.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I mean, people are going to get over it anyway, though. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
I don't think he would agree that people are getting over it.
Right.
The record sales show that people are getting
over it. Hey, you sound far away, babe. Come closer.
Would you? Am I far away, or are you?
No, you far away.
Talking about far away.
But you sound like you're in the back. Like, Didi, you
talking
sound
far away.
Uh huh. Okay.
Did you happen to see the moon and Mars last night?
Oh my gosh! Look, it was gorgeous. Hold on, look. No, the moon itself was like, hold on, it was like you could touch it. That's how big it was. Well, that's how it is here. Well, that's how it was here. It was like you could, like I could just drive into the moon. It was huge and red.
For those people who don't know what we're talking about, last night the moon and Mars were actually, you could see both of them very clear last night, and it only happens once in every 200 years. So
right.
Last night, if you didn't see it, then you're not going to see it because it's not going to happen for another 200 years. So we were able to see Mars. It was very visible, very bright, looked like a smaller version of the moon, and it was absolutely gorgeous. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're going to post some of those pictures. We took a whole lot of pictures of the moon and Mars. And again, if you didn't catch it last night, you won't see it because it only comes around every 200 years. Folks,
oh, you know what? I got pictures of the
We didn't hear you, Cecil. We collided.
Oh, no, I apologize, sir. No, look, right, no, I got pictures of the eclipse that happened, you know, like, because they only happen every, you know, like, I don't, it was so dope, it looked like a, I don't know, like ball, with, like, light shining on it, it was, yeah, last night was dope, too, though. I wish I had a telescope, that's what I want a telescope. Can y'all give me a telescope and a baby skates? That's what I want for Christmas. God.
But for real, we didn't need a telescope. I mean, the sky was so, well, I guess with, the, you know, TM High
no,
and
like,
Radio Live, where we
with
were in Vegas,
around it,
the sky was
like,
so clear.
No, what I'm saying, like, I would love to have seen, like, what else was going on around that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to
uh-huh.
We just that. You know what
but
I mean?
You want
like,
the spacesuit on, CeeLo?
Right.
What
like, yeah, look, if I had a chance and I wasn't afraid, if I wasn't claustrophobic, I wouldn't go to space. Well, my claustrophobia, I don't think will allow me to do that, but I think that would be so awesome. Yeah. Y'all think I'm crazy? Why y'all quiet? Hello?
Every time you hear my music,
Radio Live. Apologize for the technical difficulties, folks. We are coming to you live on location from the Mandalay Bay Resort here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we were experiencing technical difficulties a minute ago. Opening up the line back to Charlotte, North Carolina. CeeLo. Private party. We having a private party over here as we try to prepare for the Freedom Friday party jumping off. I'm looking out the window seeing still pulse and getting revved up for a beach party out here in Vegas tonight. Folks, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. If you just want to rock, if you just want to say what's up, if you want to shout somebody out, you got something on your mind, I encourage anybody and everybody to get out and do something. Get out and do something. Go see a movie, you know, go take an excursion. What was that, CeeLo?
I'm feeding my cat.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you do that. Handle your cat over there, folks. Folks, 917-889-3926. I don't know what the hell CeeLo feeds her cat. I don't know if the cat is a lion or a tiger or maybe the cat is a bear. Because I don't know what the hell I just heard over there. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We are coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada for the 8th Annual Hoodie Awards. We got your entertainment news coming up shortly. We were talking to you about Takers early. Hey, I'm not getting paid a dime to promote this movie, but I'm telling you all, if you're looking for some good entertainment this weekend, one thing about, you know, African-American movies or movies that feature a lot of African-Americans, you know, they watch the numbers. They watch the box office. They really look at, you know, what we do to drive audiences. I'm going to say support this movie. Idris Elba, you know, Chris Brown, T.I., not to mention, you know, Zoe Saldana and a whole lot more folks. Go out, treat yourself to a good movie, treat your significant other to a good movie, and it'll be all good. Toya.
Yeah.
I know your family's missing you out here on the West Coast.
Yes, they are. But I really don't know, actually. I talked to my daughter. She told me she's going to have to let me go and call me back because she was watching a TV show. So I don't know how much they're missing this. But for a 7-year-old to tell her mother that, I'm a little confused. I was a little disappointed, but it's okay. I still love her and miss her.
That's funny. Hey, this is your first time out here. This is your first time on the West Coast?
Yes.
Okay. What do you like about Nevada the most outside of the lights?
I think I like the scenery. Right now, just seeing, it's a different, you know, it's desert land, dry land. You know, I'm used to the greenery, as some would say.
Right.
And things of that sort. So I think the
landscape
right,
that
totally
that you can cultivate.
Yeah. Landscape is pretty much dirt.
Dirt that cannot be cultivated, my friends.
Right.
It's like dry dirt, like clay.
And just being in the valley and seeing the mountains, it's really, really nice. It's a change from the East Coast, from Delaware. So.
No, absolutely. If you have never traveled anywhere beyond, you know, really, and this is not to say anything other than we all need to get out. You know, if you haven't gone outside of your city, it's time to get outside of the city. If you've never gone outside of the state, it's time to get outside of the state, your region. If you've never gone beyond, you know, like two states over, you know, I mean, it's time to explore different people, places, and things. You know, cultivate yourself, you know, broaden your horizon a little bit. Diversity is key. Go travel the country, you know, see what the country has to offer. It broadens perspective. If you're just tuning in, we're out here live, Las Vegas, Nevada, for the 8th Annual Hoodie Awards, being brought to you by Ford and Steve Harvey. Why do I promote them? Because I really respect Sir Harvey, you know, when it comes to leadership, recognition, support, and community. People can say what they want to say about Steve Harvey, but Steve Harvey's doing it. He's not talking about it. He's actually doing it. And we're out here supporting him and his foundation. All of the proceeds go towards his mentoring program, and I encourage you all to find out more about what's going on. If you're looking for foundation, that's the Steve Harvey Foundation. Log on to his website, and we're going to be trying to partner and do some things. I'm trying to get Shirley Strawberry and Carla Pharrell on the show. I'm after Shirley tonight. So I want to be a stalker, but Toya, I'm looking for Shirley Strawberry tonight.
And you know what, TM, you keep looking for, because we did have a conversation a few shows ago about trying to obtain that cougar, that older woman. So you go right ahead.
Hey, between her and Vivica, hey.
I'm not mad at you.
Hey, this is Back to the Future. This is Back to the Future. Drew Hill.
Drew
I'm
Hill.
Looking for Shirley Strawberry tonight. TM Pilot Radio Live. It's 10:43 in New York. It's 10:43 in Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. And in place of our normal finance segment, we're just going to kick it about bargain vacations. Again, if you've never been outside of your city, your state, your region, we just want to encourage you, motivate you to get on the damn Greyhound. You know, you don't always have to fly. You know, I mean, it doesn't have to be luxurious. You know, just broaden your horizon. Do something. You know, take your kids places. And you can do
definitely
it cheap.
Take the kids.
You can do it cheap. So, you know, get out. You know, you may not be able to come to the West Coast. You may not be able to come to Las Vegas. But, you know, if you're in Florida, you can definitely go up to Virginia. If you're in Virginia, you can definitely go down to Florida. If you're in New York, you know, go check out, you know, Atlanta.
You know, it's funny you said that, though. Because, like, when I was checking on prices the other night, it's like $200 to fly from Charlotte to Tampa. But it's $300 to fly from Charlotte to California.
Right. It all depends on the major hubs and the cities that you're flying out of. The one thing
right.
I would recommend when you're looking for flights, it's always cheaper usually to fly later in the evening and during the week. So if you can schedule your flights for like a Wednesday or Thursday and start your vacation midweek opposed to starting it on a Friday or Saturday, you'll save hundreds of dollars in airfare alone. So I would recommend to save money when flying, try to schedule your vacations maybe a Wednesday to a Monday. It's always going to be more money to fly home on a Sunday flight opposed to a Sunday flight opposed to a Monday flight. So I would recommend always try to fly out during a week opposed to a weekend. And later in the evening, you figure if you can fly out, you know, after work, you don't have to miss work. If you can fly out on a Wednesday evening, Thursday evening, and then you can be there on Wednesday or Thursday night, rest up, and you can start your vacation the next day instead of spending your travel time during the day and taking up, you know, time from actually sightseeing and doing things with the kids and things of that sort. So that's the one thing I would recommend, C-Love. One, check to see if you can fly out of a different hub that's not a major hub, because when you fly out of Charlotte, that's a major hub, and they have a lot of connection flights. Is there another airport maybe that you can fly out of North Carolina that's not a major hub? That will save you money.
You know what, though? I did check on that, Toy, and actually what I did was I went to Hotwire.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'll compare, and it actually shows you the different airlines and stuff, you know. But what I found was it's cheaper for me to leave from Charlotte, because I checked in Raleigh, and it was about $20 more. Even Atlanta was more. And, like, but I'm really not familiar with any smaller, like, you know, like any smaller places, though, here.
I would say sometimes instead of going to some of the discount airfare places or discount travel sites, just go direct to the airlines, you guys, because you can sometimes find deals, especially if you log on to their website and download their programs that alert you of specials. So, you know, you guys can try that. And then as far as traveling with kids, there are a lot of resorts and hotels where kids stay for free. Kids eat for free, and that can be a lot of money saved, because when you're out, you know, when you're out and you're not home, just spending money on food alone when you're out and about can cost you hundreds of dollars when you're away from home. So if you have a place where kids can eat or stay for free, you're going to save a lot of money. So that's another thing you can look for people who have children, because that's one thing that I look for when I'm making my travel arrangements. So not only with discounting airfare by traveling during the week, but also look at places where kids can eat and stay for free, because that can save you a lot of money. And also all-inclusive. There are a lot of places that have all-inclusive programs where you don't pay for food. So when you get there, the only thing you have to worry about is your money for when you're out and about, your spending money, your pocket money. You don't have to worry about food and things of that sort. A lot of hotels sometimes offer transportation and shuttles to major attractions. So look for that when you're actually making travel plans. And it works the same way whether you're within the United States domestically or if you're internationally, you know, if you're traveling outside of the U.S., so look for that as well. A lot of places, especially outside of the U.S., offer all-inclusive programs. So that includes everything from breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, drinks,
alcohol. Room service sometimes costs a little more money, but everything is included. So that's not a worry for you when you get out and about and you start traveling. You don't have to worry about actually spending money out of your pocket to make sure everyone eats, to make sure everyone has the proper nourishment. You can just go, you can play, stay, eat, have fun, and it's not a worry. So that's another thing that we look for when we do a lot of traveling, especially when we're traveling abroad, different islands, things of that sort. I would say another way to save money, which is really good, and another thing you can do when traveling with children would be to go on a cruise. Cruises are a lot of fun. You don't have to worry about losing children out and about on the island somewhere because you're on a boat in the middle of the ocean. But as long as they're not jumping overboard, you should be okay. They offer a lot of child care services. So if you want to enjoy the nightlife on a cruise, you can do that. And one good thing about a cruise, besides the fact that it's all-inclusive, it's perfect because you don't have to come out of your pocket with money right away. You can plan and pay for a cruise over 2 to 3 years. So if you start looking now for a cruise in 2012, you can make minimum monthly payments of maybe $30 or $40, which is nothing. Just don't eat out for a week, and that's your vacation payment plan. So there are a lot of things that you can do to enjoy life outside of your hometown, which is one thing that a lot of people do not do. I think the U.S. is one of the countries that we don't get enough vacation and rest time. Ms. Willingham, Mr. Hyman, what do you guys know about that?
No, hey, we're out here trying to vacation, trying to get rest. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you have gotten a lot of good information. I mean, it's not about, you know, trying to exhaust all of your resources. You know, travel, you know, get out, take your folks out. We're coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada tonight, and we're still just trying to help you and have some fun at the same time. Right now as we speak, the Freedom Friday party out here is underway. We got Radio Star finalists, you know, they're battling for some good prizes and cash out here. Charlie Wilson's coming up at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, it's 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then at 1 o'clock, we got Dougie Fresh. So we trying to, you know, get it in tonight, hang out with you, then we can go hang out with Steve Harvey and the crew. We're coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you, Toya. Thank you, CeeLo. This is Grind Tight, Oli Mitta, Team Haim Radio. Grind Tight, Oli Miller, TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks, CeeLo.
Get your grind tight, homie, people homicide. Get your grind tight, homie, stay in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then they overpride. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your eyes. Look around and watch these niggas back up their ends. The first thing they do is go and buy some damn rims. Niggas ain't no hustlers, you a petty thief. Do this for real, ballin' in my f***ing sleep. Go make a young boy show ya how to get these dollars, make them stack up like they poster. Costa, Nostra, Cuban cigars, boats and planes, you still on them cars. Digging so soft, claiming that they selling hard. 10 years ago, I was little, same boulevard. Same old curve, same old corner. Smoking on the seas, cheap marijuana. Call me the truth, cause I speak, that's a Jonah. Nick can't tell me, I know I'm gonna do what I wanna do, do what I gotta. Grind, gotta die on it, make me spot. Get your grind tight, homie, people homicide. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Get your grind tight, homie, people homicide. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Mind on your money and your money on your mind. Anybody talking different, gotta leave them all behind. Best believe, like the sun, I'm destined to shine. Nigga talking crazy, no watch, I still know it's my time. And I'm not dropping dimes. Empire stayed around these enemy lines. So hard to do right when it's all wrong. Damn, damn, I'm so strong. Strong-minded, and I'm so strong-winded. Pick your best fighter, and he still can't contend with things that I deal with on a daily basis. Nick Cage on him, cause I stay changing faces. Mouse for the cheese, stuck in the same braces. I be running laps around you, smooth, steady paces. And I never had to stall. You had to crawl before you walk. I had to walk before I crawl. Oh. Get your grind tight, homie, keep homicides. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Get your grind tight, homie, keep homicides. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind.
As the Jay came out, he had to go and cop him. Banks seen a statement in his ears, had to drop him. And now he's so damn broke. He walking through the hood, he ain't nothing but a joke. Tail between his legs, crying straight to his folks. Claiming he a man, but he can't even stand on his own two, man, who the hell is you? Kicked out, excluded from his own damn crew. You should have thought about the things you bought and all the things you sought. You were so dumb, so lame. You ain't even true to the game. Mad at the world and you the only one to blame. Get some sugar, that's the only way you selling cane. Real recognize, real to knock you out your frame. Bust you in the dome, hit you with the chrome. Damn, now you can't leave home alone.
Get your grind tight, homie, keep homicides. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Get your grind tight, homie, keep homicides. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Shit.
TMI and Radio Live, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. CeeLo, what's going on in Charlotte? Because I know Charlotte is a jump-off city, too, now. It's a lot always going on from an entertainment perspective, CIAA and everything else.
Well, this weekend is like a music weekend. There was some kind of concert going on because I went to Wet Willie's to have dinner or whatever that was. And they're like, they're nasty people, but...
the people at Wet Willie's are nasty people?
Yeah, I mean, attitude-wise, it was, you know, it was, yeah. But, you know, our waitress was cool, so, and the food was good, so, whatever. Right, we hurry up and got out of there is all I can say about that. right, yeah, it was one of those I had to say out loud. Well,
I'm sorry, world. You know what CeeLo said. You can come to Charlotte, but just don't go to Wet Willie's, Dad.
Yeah.
Well,
Wet Willie's, for those people who aren't familiar with Wet Willie's, it's a really, really nice place. So yeah,
so
you
can have to repeat yourself. So yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying for what.
We need to catch you at the top.
No, I was just saying for those who aren't familiar with Wet Willie's, they have those bars like in South Beach and things of that sort. So it's a cool place to go hang out and have fun.
Just don't go to the one in Charlotte. Try that.
Yeah, obviously the one in Charlotte.
Yeah, not all the other ones. I've never been to those, so I can't speak on that.
And I'm sorry, folks. We are not bashing Wet Willie's. The opinion of CeeLo out of Charlotte is not the opinion of the TMI radio show. Just so Wet Willie's knows.
grown, and I will take full responsibility. There's one in Charlotte. Don't go to. Huh? Yeah. CeeLo said.
Right. You didn't give the address, so we good, CeeLo.
Right, yeah. Well, CeeLo, I'm not going to tell you what street it's on. No, I'm not going to do that.
No, hey, you know what?
Please don't. Oh, my God. Please don't, CeeLo. Please don't. Let's not do that.
I'm not.
Okay. Hey, Real Radio. TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, I love you, CeeLo.
Oh man!
You got feedback. As long as you don't put anybody on blast like my people's out there. Sorry.
Hey,
but that's her experience, though.
Hey, piss me off and you won't get it. But no, for real. Let me see. What is going on? Oh, something's going on at this club called Kiss. That's on Woodlawn Road. I have no idea what's going on, but I know some kind of party. But they're
you know, being as though we're out in Vegas, you know, and that people try to, you know, people say, well, you know, you have to have money to travel, and it's really easy to be able to travel. I think people need to realize that you have to look for deals. A lot of places right now, because of the economy, even here in Vegas, they have more rooms than they can fill in Vegas. So, I mean, even as easy as contacting a hotel, even the main hotels on the Strip, you can contact the hotel to find out if they're offering any special packages that include maybe breakfasts or
free passes to attractions and things of that sort on this trip. So anyone can make it to Vegas. It's just adjusting your everyday lifestyle as far as spending money on food, like we've talked about before in financial segments, going out to eat constantly, wasting money on things like that. It's to adjust your budget and put money aside each week or even just each month. You can make a trip to Vegas and take a trip to Vegas in no time. So all of you people who are upset that you're not here with us live at the Mandalay Bay, all you need to do is start saving now, and you'll be ready when spring comes along. You can make payments for your travel plans and things of that sort. So,
hey, and I'll say this though, Mandalay Bay in Vegas is not, you know, is not the only stop. You know, again, it's about economics. I'm going to tell you, before the Hoodie Awards came to the Mandalay Bay, it was at Circus Circus. Circus Circus is a very economical and very nice place, like many other places, like the Lexor. The Lexor is right next door to the Mandalay Bay. And then there's an economical hotel right next to the Lexor. You just got to do your research. And as, you know, she just said, you have to kind of, you know, plan towards it. Folks, we are simply trying to encourage and let folks know, you know, if you have not gone outside of your city, outside of your state, outside of your region, you know, you haven't really gone to the West Coast, stop just wishing upon a star and wishing upon a dream. You know, go on the internet, do the proper research, make some phone calls. Come on out to the West Coast, you know. Take a bus out to the West Coast. You know, it may take you 3 days, but, hey, you know, be adventurous. Be adventurous. This is Tree Breezy, TM Hollywood Radio Live.
Young Tree, JR, BM winning the greatest, baby. I'm back. Shit, I end all discussions, man. Put your money where your mouth is. I put niggas where your house is. Yeah, look, check it. Now, I ain't been here in a minute. I breeze through big boy dog, go and fit it. You see the whip, Kenny. Jag, you be kidding. Spitting these flows, I must just admit it. I wanted a hot jaw, you know that I got y'all. Spitting that hot sauce like sexy feet. You see me on the block moving cane, I be killing your freak. Got the Gucci on top, I be killing his seat. A lot of niggas spit flows, they ain't fucking with trees. See, I'm a young hustler that be fucking with D. See, I'm a young hustler, I'm the Odyssey C. I breeze through land by the Hottaman V. And boy, I be crushing the black. You see me with your main chick sucking my top. You see me in the rain, sick, pushing the drop. You see me with that cane, I'm never gonna stop. And I'm spitting it off that top of the brain. Your baby mama call me, wanna offer me brain. I'm off with in the coupe while I'm moving that range. Picture cane from the stoop, counting that change. They can't fuck with me. Call your best boy on the phone, he can't fuck with me. Tree, he be holding the chrome, you can't fuck with me, boy. I'm the truth in the booth like Benny Siegel. Couple of grand, but still Crystal Regal. Who D? A lot of niggas run their mouth, dog can't shoot me. Featree iceberg, dog with the Snoopy. Couple of bricks about the loopy. If you think you real, come and shoot me. Fuck your guns. I'm about moving these bricks, stack of fucking ones. Call my peepee, pop fed the fucking sons. Nigga, see, I be moving the pounds. I'm Hody Phil in the back. Y'all losing the rounds. I'm the nigga off the brain. Y'all losers, clowns. And you niggas can't fuck with my team. I'm the nigga with the ratchet, the 4/5, holding the beam. Breeze through in the quarter eight, pushing the beams. And Tree got the cane in the pot, I put the cane in the spot. You talk slick, I put the flame in your top. Who want what? Nigga, just say your name. Who want what? Tree, he gon' spray that flame. I'm a grown man, dog, I don't play those games. You dudes is lame. I breeze through quarter mil out on my chain. I like $50 on my wrist. And I don't need to get hyped up off the belly of Chris. All I need is a blunt of haze right to the straight. So if a nigga want beef, I'm ready to chase. I keep a pretty hoe up on my face. I keep going, nigga. Freestyle off the brain, keep going, nigga. I'm about cutting grass, not llama, I don't know what. Talk about pounds, smoking a haze. Young nigga that be out in that days. Listening, Tree, he be crushing the block. 4:30 on freeze, crushing the drop. You see Tree crushing the spot, using the clock. Your toss slick, then you're losing your pops. Man, I'm so twisted, and I ain't even drank today. Get on the mic, the booth, I don't think today. When it's cold outside, rock a make the day. Throwing a 50-grand bracelet, make the day. With a white tee, ask my boys, I'm so shicey. Ask my boys, I'm so icy. Couple of mil, they can't price me. Boy, I'll bust at your grill, don't like me. See, I'm a bad dude, I rock with mad tools.
I walk the block looking like Sun with mad jewels blinging on my wrist. Who spitting it like this? Who moving cane spitting rap, getting it like this? You niggas is lunching, niggas is punching when I'm jumping. I'm on the fast, I'm throwing fucking cash out the sunroof. Trees so bulletproof, sort of like 50, 100 grand whip, maybe even 50. See tree apes on my feet, they so crispy. Young niggas shooting that ratchet but still miss me. Young niggas shooting that ratchet, they wanna miss me. Tree put head on your money, tree put money on your head like clippers. I handle the rock like LA Clippers. Boy, I will clip you, your teeth won't miss you, your bras won't kiss you. Tree so twist so sweet. Boy, I'm that nigga that'll leave your brains right on the street. If you think about fucking with me, well, think of Ben. For a minute, you ain't fucking with me. You ain't really moving, Kane. You ain't fucking with D. Boy, see, I'm the hottest in the seat. Still ducking the bed, still counting the bread, still bucking the lead. I'm still bucking your head. And y'all niggas fuck on me dead, cause I'm out for my loot. Since you came from the stoop, breeze stew, nigga ball in the coop. I'm the nigga sharp, baby, never rocking a suit with no tie. And dog, I ain't ready to die like Biggie. Moving these biggies, smoking these ciggies. I stay jiggy, a visa law for my H, nigga. I be moving that cane, counting my cake, nigga. I be shooting that flame, spitting that eight, nigga. Say you can spit better, I spit in your face, nigga. 100 grand stacked in the safe just for the case, nigga. Long term, nigga, money to burn. Dead president with tree, I got money to burn. Dead president with tree, I got money for her. And your rookies better wait your turn. Oh, fuck it, they bad as shit. I'm the nigga, I'm your motherfucking dad and shit. Take your fingers and your bricks out your pad and shit. Little nigga, breeze through in the Jag and shit. Why you mad and shit? You a fat and shit. Got that Ruger and that mad and shit.
TMI been ready live. 917-893-926. 917-889-3926. So, it's a party, y'all. We got a little out. We're coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Where the 2010 8th Annual Hoodie Awards is jumping off. We brought to you by Steve Harvey and Ford. Got folks groping themselves and trying to get ready to get it cracking, I guess. It's Freedom Friday in the city of Las Vegas, Nevada. Hey, when you talk about China, I'm just playing, folks. No XX shows cracking here, just to kind of retract that. We are coming to you live. You know what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. Folks, most interesting vacations, to keep it in step with what we're talking about tonight, never see the city. One is a good experience. Broaden your horizons. Broaden your children's horizons. Trip, you know, and it doesn't have to be expensive. Take a cheap trip somewhere. My most enjoyable vacation is probably when I went to, there's several. When I went to the island of Quintana Roo, which is Mexico. That was probably 10 years ago. It kind of set the stage for me with my international excursions, and I've been on many, 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 many trips since then. That was an economical trip that me and one of my best friends actually planned. And again, it kind of set me in the tone that I got to do this every year. I've always vacationed every year since then. Again, that was 10 years ago. Set it into your routine. The island of Quintana Roo, Mexico, was my favorite location. Didi, what's your most enjoyable, and was it expensive?
Let me see. My most enjoyable, I have several as well. Let me see. My most enjoyable trip, I guess, would be maybe the first time I came to Vegas, to Las Vegas. Was it expensive? No, it wasn't very expensive. It was like, it was back in 2001. It really wasn't expensive. Round trip ticket, I think, costing maybe $250, $300. It really wasn't expensive. But I had a ball. 4 days. My sister lives out here. I was just enjoying my sister. This was her first time out here as well, so we were just taking in the sights of the casinos, the different things that the casinos offer, like their rides, their shows. If anyone's familiar with Las Vegas, you know, like the Bellagio has the water show, they have Treasure Island, they have a show, the Venetian, the Mirage, a lot of things, the Caesars, you know, just taking all the beauty, the sights and the lights. So I think that's one of my most favorite. And like I said, I have a lot I could go on, so I'm going to just leave it there.
All right, we'll keep this conversation going. What's your most favorite vacation, or where would you like to go? A, go online, Google the location, see how you can get there and get there economically. You're on tour to TMI Radio Live. And up next is You Got Me. Again, TMI Radio Hill Live. We're having fun. We all know.
You got him. You got him. Oh, you got him.
It's Mr. Summer City.
I got him. I got him.
How you get in the club, you just like, ooh, I'm a cute with this outfit.
Nice jeans on, body looking stunning. Nails done the hair like, yeah, I know you want me. I got him. I got him. I got him. Oh, I got him. My pants looking loaded, put my pockets full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar, and say it's feeling like. You got it, 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 you got it. You got your nice jeans on, body looking stunning. Nails in the hair like, yeah, I know you feeling like. You got it, 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 oh, you got it, oh, I got it. My pants fully loaded, I'll show you how I do my thing. Parking lot, tip it up, then walking with a model thing. Smiling like it's Dottie Mae. Second hand, lungs clear. Hear me when I'm coming, drumming rocks in my ear. Couple stacks for the gear. Venom parked in the front. They get ghosts on the hater when I wanna stunt. Hit this south for the mud. Club, push you where you at. Vikings all around, 2 to 8. Yeah, she ran it back. Getting where that money at. Like the study Zodiac. Capricorn, so you get to the money, your word is bomb. Bottles coming pink, one spilling while I'm chilling. My lady with me, but it's plenty women in the building. So I spot them, I see them, then I got them. No problem, I holler. Like mama, I'm Mr. Seven Cities. 20 cars in the front, 10 deep, we inside. Other 10 for the ladies, just in case they wanna ride. My pants looking loaded, put my pockets full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar and say it's still alive. You got it, you got it, you got it. Night we club hopping, ladies jockey money dropping, no limit is non stopping. Bag chicks all around me, a dime a dozen. Call it groupie loving, she came in with her husband. This is my party, yeah, no phonies, I'm sorry. Chase the smoke with Bacardi, not for me, but just call me. When the models here, oh yeah, so we can get right. Day and night, party, party, party with the week flight. Monday to Sunday, plane flights one way. Ride waiting for me before I take off the runway. I know you want me, with my ladies feeling like. First match the outfit and belly ring looking nice. Nails full, open toes, showing off the feet. Lip gloss looking luscious, I wanna eat. Your body working hard, need to be promoted. Gloss on the job, plus my pants fully loaded. My pants looking loaded, put my pockets full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar and stay feeling like. You got it, you got it, you got it, you got it, oh, you got it, oh, I got it. You got your nice jeans on, body looking stunning. And now it's in the hair like, yeah, I know you feel me. You got it, you got it, you got it, oh, you got it, oh, I got it. Take a picture camera on, paparazzi all around. Throw a stack, blow it down, party pack, we all around. DJ spinning crazy, the club crunk. A few mean legging, we don't stand the club chunk. She throwing back her dump truck, gotta fill it up with bucks. Do it up, cause it's the first party of the month. Club Phoenix, you know how we do it. Now play my theme music. They hate me, but gotta love me in the worst way. Like the broke up like candy, it's my birthday. Ladies, we got them in the club. Everybody air it out, cause it's all love. Drink kicking in, so everybody comfy. Mommy keep eyeing me down, I'm like she want me. Haters looking grumpy, at the bar slumpy. But it don't matter at all, cause I know they see. My pants looking loaded for my pocket full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar and stay in front of me. You got it, you got it, you got it, you got it, I got it. Oh, you got it, oh, I got it. You got your nice jeans on, body looking stunning. Now it's in the hair like, yeah, I know you want to lie. You got it, you got it, you got it, I got it. Oh, you got it, oh, I got it.
See him hiding live. Talk Radio Show. DMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DDDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
I've never taken a vacation.
You've never done a cruise or anything like that?
No, I've never been outside of the United States. I've been up and down the East Coast. I've been across the United States, but never outside of the United States.
I mean, but you come on. If you've been up and down the East Coast and across the United States, David, yo, we find it very hard to believe that you didn't get some entertainment, some enjoyment, some relaxation in between. Get out of here.
I'm serious. I mean, like, and then times that I have taken off from, like, work or something, I usually would, like, be asleep or having something to take care of. I mean, but, yeah, I've never taken a vacation.
Okay.
I didn't even, like, when I got married, I didn't even, like, have a honeymoon. I didn't go anywhere for my honeymoon.
Wow. You know what, CeeLo? We're going to work on some things, and we're going to make some stuff happen because you got to take a vacation, a real vacation.
My mom keeps trying to get me to go.
I need vacation. I really went on vacation. You got
to
be able to say
that.
I
want to go to Egypt. Like, that's a place that I would like to go to. Like, out or like
wow.
Egypt, like Israel. I would love to go there.
Holy Land. That's powerful. That's powerful. Victoria, what's your favorite location? Where have you gone on vacation that you like, wow, I remember that and I loved it?
You know what? It's really hard for me to narrow down to just one. I have several places that I really enjoyed. I think the first one was Bahamas, only because it was a high school graduation trip that my parents and my aunt and uncle paid for, so it was very economical. Thank you all. So at the age of 17, I was just in the Bahamas chilling with a bunch of friends from high school. So it was my first trip abroad, so I really, really loved that. Second would be definitely Negril, Jamaica. I was married in Jamaica, honeymoon in Jamaica. I had friends that came out to celebrate with my husband and me. So that was definitely one of my favorite experiences. And I think St. Lucia also stands out because we were like local celebrities when we were in St. Lucia. We had a private home that we stayed in, and we were the first black visitors to actually rent a home in St. Lucia, and somehow the word got out. I'm on the island, so I really thought I was important. We had a private chef. We had people driving around.
Well, you know. Well, don't rub it in our damn faces. Hey, don't rub it in our faces. Okay.
Everyone, I had to save up for that for a year or so, but the fact that I saved to get there, shout out to Christine. She cooked some excellent food, invited her to the U.S. She said she won't deal with us, so... But no, those are my three favorite. Oh, and I'm sorry, there's one other one. Just going to Disney World with my daughter. She loved it. I think she was 5 at the time. Loved it. So, I mean, vacations either by yourself or with family, with your children, even the smallest things, just building memories, I think is a good thing about going out, traveling with family, friends, vacation time. Just making memories, I think, is a fun part of it all.
Mm-hmm. Nice rebound as you talked about
the private
your
chef.
Damn private chef.
It was serious. A private beach, private chef. Loved it. That's because we will all go as a radio show. Les Chaudiers is the name. We will all go.
Hey, you'll be going as well.
We will all plan a trip to get out and about so you can get that real vacation.
That's what's up. I'm jealous. I thought I had really vacationed in my life, and
hey,
you have me feeling like, you know, again, folks, stay focused on the fact that everybody's not balling, you know.
And
we
everyone, I'm not balling either. It's called saving. Remember, we do financial reports. We talk about saving. You can also set up a travel fund where you put maybe $10 a week away. It really does not cost that much to travel. You just have to make sure you plan for it. So I am not balling, but I do plan accordingly. Mr.
I like
Hyman.
That. I like that. I like, you know what? Well, get me straight.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio.
know him. We love him. He's not out here in Las Vegas with us, but that's Pete Diddy Dirty Money. We got your entertainment news coming live from Charlotte, even though we live from Vegas. What up, CeeLo?
Good afternoon in the morning time. Yes, you people in Vegas, enjoy yourselves, though. I really hope you guys do. But over here in Charlotte, your entertainment news for tonight. Look, I want to start off with Mariah Carey, right? So they're saying, like, she's wearing maternity clothes. So is she pregnant?
Yeah, I saw
or,
some pictures.
Not?
I saw some pictures that made me like, yo, what's going on? She definitely
right, because I saw the weight gain. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, we know her weight, you know, fluctuates anyway. But this one was, like, a little different. I'm like, but does it really matter if she is or not? Is that big news? You know what I'm saying? It's like she's supposedly superstitious. So
somebody here in the studio said when you're happily married, you tend to pick up weight. I wouldn't actually doubt that. I've actually seen people like pick up a lot of weight because they home eating good meals and other good stuff is cracking.
Yeah, because love does make you, you know, get a little chubby. I've been chubby myself, you know.
That's what's good.
All right. Well, look, here's another thing that is I want to know, like, is this a big deal or not? Like, this is, like, the coming up, like, the anniversary, right, of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, okay? Well, on this same day, Glenn Beck is supposed to be, hosting a rally, right?
Right,
in
right.
Front
I
of,
heard about that.
Right. So, like, is that a big deal or not? You know, are people making a big deal about it? For nothing, or is that like?
I think it is a big deal because I think politically, what has happened in this country as far as President Obama being elected president, it's a step in the right direction, but we have far from we have not acquired the dream that the late Dr. Martin Luther King put forth for us, and I think the dream is being challenged by this man that you just referred to. I'm not even going to say his name because I think there's a whole lot of Tea Party scandal, and you know I'll actually say that's my opinion. It's reckless. They talk recklessly. They promote negative behavior. I think amongst citizens that should respect their president. You know, whether they like him or not, they should respect him. And I think they promote disrespect, and I don't really, appreciate that at all.
Right. Well, see, the thing is this, though. Like, he's saying, like, the rally is supposed to be honoring, like, American troops, and, like, the event is, like, non-political. But, I mean, you're very right.
That's Sarah Palin's supposed to be at, right? I don't even want to talk about that.
And she's supposed to, like, have a speaking role.
Exactly. Yeah, I know about that movement. But hey, you know what? I want to say this. On that same day, there's an event that the Reverend Al Sharpton is leading through the National Action Network. Google Al Sharpton. Google Action Network. National Action Network. There's an event, I believe, jumping off in D.C. at the monument on the Mall. And I think it's something going down that same day that this event that you're referring to. This is about awareness, folks. We've got to really get behind our president and promote him because there's a hateful movement that's out there to get the president out of office, and you see how they disrespect him. We got to support the president, regardless. We put him in office, now we got to support him. So, see,
right.
That's an awesome story that you're bringing to us tonight.
Right, thank you very much. But, yeah, I just want to know, was that a big deal or not? But, look, right. So
it is a big deal. It is a big deal.
Right, and I say it is, too. It is a big deal. The other one, not so much. But Mariah, who cares, really? But some people do. But, look, right. So
some
let's
people
talk about,
do.
Right, yeah, some people do. But, like, on to court things. Kanye and Suge Knight, they are off to court because, like, this is, like, their second time trying to meet to negotiate over, Suge is supposed to be, like, suing Kanye because he got shot in the leg at, like, a party that Kanye was hosting. Now, is that a big deal? Because, how is Kanye, how is he responsible
for... I don't think that's a big deal. Suge's been shot too many times.
Yeah, you're right.
He's been shot too many times.
He's done enough things to make enough enemies. I mean, didn't he get knocked out like four times in like 1 week or something? it was like the story's back to back, but it was different people each time. It's like, didn't he get knocked out by like an old lady the last time? I don't. It's like, I don't know. So, like, right. But, like, Shook says, like, you know, Kanye didn't have enough security. Or, but, like, aren't you, like, 6'9 and 3,000 pounds? I don't know. But I'll say not a big deal, but. Freak him. I don't know. See, I didn't use the F word. But okay, look, Mos Def, he's getting sued too by promoters. I don't know if I told you guys about this because they paid him in advance, like $12,000. And he's saying that, you know, he's not responding to him. He's just like ducking him or whatever. But they're suing him for like $57,000. It's a big deal
wow.
for me. Love Mos Def. Right? It's like, what are you doing?
Wow.
Well, look, okay.
I would say that's not a big deal.
Right, at all. Right. Well, look, just a quick update on the Lil Wayne situation I told you guys about, like, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, about the booking agency. And he was suing them, saying that, like, they stole money from him, you know, or they didn't pay him for 2 years. So, but they're saying that they're just looking forward to their day in court. So that was their only response, though. So. But I'll keep y'all updated on it. And I don't know who that's a big deal to. Oh, but look, Chris Brown, he's been doing good on probation. So hopefully he'll get off
Big
of probation.
Big up to Chris Brown. Go out
yeah.
and see Takers. Takers is an awesome flick. We had a chance to go check it today. Go see what it's about. CeeLo, appreciate you for that information. You bring it to us all the way from Charlotte. Appreciate you tonight.
Oh, thank you, and have a good evening.
And a good evening to you. 917-889-3926 is the number. 917-889-3926. It's 8:31 p.m. Out here on the West Coast. It's 5:31 a.m. in Paris. It's 6:31 a.m. in Baghdad. It is 11:30 on the dot. Actually, 11:31 on the dot in Norfolk, Virginia. We coming live from Las Vegas, Nevada. We got 30 minutes left in the show. We're getting ready for the Freedom Friday party. Vegas and the Hoodies, DM Hyman Radio Live.
Intellect and raw demeanor makes us flawless. Mama Cita sweeter than the margarita. She's so artsy like Rita Rita Guerra. Couldn't be the natural just like Alicia Keys. My soul and clean the teeth for deeper. Deep in my heart, she from the start. She sparked the fire in my soul. We rock and roll and we're together, no one's high. She don't require all the material things that women got to have. So I admire all of the little things she pulls up out of bag. It all just adds more than the fat that candy apple of my eye. Never taking love for granted. We'll be together till we die. I feel your light shine from the sky. You're over. Makes a man adore you. Willing to do anything for you. Defend you just like I'm your lawyer. Check it. Yo. My sweet cherry blossom never rot and fresh to death. Every time we talk and text, our thoughts and feelings connect. I know our love will manifest as we progress through it all. Any season, summer or fall, we remain and stand tall. I can't draw a better picture, more holy than any scripture. So I figured that she's the one. I never met a soul richer. Go get her from the start, nothing to tear us apart. I shine my light throughout the day, so she reflects in the dark. Respect the art that you portray. Yes, I mean what I say. We'll be together till we're old and gray. I said, respect the art that you portray. Yes, I mean what I say. We'll be together till we're old and gray. I love you, babe.
TM Hyman Radio Live, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We got a call coming from 202 4083. The last four digits is 4083. Tell us your name when you're calling from tonight. We're coming to you live from the Hoodies Freedom Friday party jumping off right now. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? This is Coop calling, man. I heard you talking about the event. Oh, not much. I heard you talking about the event that Reverend Sharpton is having tomorrow.
Yes,
I'm going to be there. I'm going down there. It's starting at Dunbar High School in Northwest D.C., and it's going to the Martin Luther King Memorial. They're going to march from Dunbar High School to the Martin Luther King Memorial, and it's a counter march, basically to counter the nonsense that Glenn Beck has going on.
Okay, cool. You know what, brother? I appreciate you for calling in tonight because, I mean, when that report came from out of Charlotte tonight, it kind of sparked the nerve. And, you know, we trying to keep this show upbeat tonight, right? But we Be Real Radio. So, I mean, tell the people why you are taking your time to actually go out and support that event. What does it mean to you for real?
It's just, to me, because it's going to be a lot of different speakers there. You're going to have air shows from the air show store, show there. I believe Rachel Maddow is going to be there. You're going to have Al Sharpton. You're going to have, who else is going to be there? I think Michael Bazin is going to be there. And it's to me, it's to go against Glenn Beck, to me, is about hatred and about dividing people and using anger to get his people riled up and get what he wants. But this this march that Reverend Sharpton has going on is more about people being willing to work together, all kind of different people being able to work together to make things better for everyone in America, not just, oh, I don't want to give handouts and this and that, that's a handout. When a lot of the people that's on the other side talking about handouts are people that really are going against their own best interests. And so that's what it is for me personally.
No, I appreciate that. Again, where you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from D.C.
Hey, appreciate your call tonight, man. We will definitely, okay, before you get out of here, tell us again the location where people are gathering and the time.
They're gathering at Dunbar High School. That's in Northwest D.C., right off of, I believe it's New Jersey Avenue. And I think the time is, I think they're starting there at about 10 o'clock, but the march is going to be leaving at 1. And that's when they're going to march from Dunbar High School to the Martin Luther King Memorial, starting at 1 o'clock.
Appreciate that. Appreciate your call tonight, man. Thanks for calling out.
No problem.
Folks, again, just a caller, and what, just if you're just tuning in, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, what the gentleman was referring to is a march tomorrow that Al Sharpton is leading in response to Glenn Beck. We just had a report coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight, talking about Glenn Beck and along with Sarah Palin and the movement that's really against our president. And the key word that stuck out to me in our last caller's dialogue was hatred. Hatred. It's associated with the Tea Party movement, and we're not trying to, you know, throw water on tonight's show, but this is about awareness, you know? This is absolutely about awareness, and knowledge is power. Toya, I know you agree. Dee Dee, I know you agree. Knowledge is power.
Yes,
you know
I do.
Yes, I do agree.
CeeLo, I know you know knowledge is power.
Of course. And actually, I got all the information. Saturday, August 28th at 11 a.m., Dunbar High School. The address is 1301 New Jersey Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. And, yeah, it's supposed to start at 11.
Okay. It's definitely something that I think you should definitely look into. Make yourself aware of what's going on in your community. When you hear names like Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, and they're going to be in your town, just remember sometimes, you know, what we're promoting and what we're saying and what we're doing are two different things. And you know, look at all of the hate ads and the ads that came with the elections and the campaigns. And look at the mudslinging and the perspectives and, you know, I mean, just how raw and low down it really gets. Understand that it's not always what it seems, and you have to really go and participate, get in the trenches. It's about, again, awareness. Knowledge is power. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We got like 20 minutes left in the show. Dee Dee, I know you had a comment. Go for it.
Okay. Well, not so much as a comment, but I just, you know, because we're not so much as talking about health and wellness per se. But I did want to say, since we're speaking on travel and to lighten up the mood a little bit, I just wanted to talk about some different things you can do as a family on vacation or as couples on vacation that can still keep in mind health and wellness.
Absolutely. This is what I want to do. I want you to have your segment time. I don't want to rush it. So we're going to go ahead and just drop this jam. On the other side, we have a health and wellness update. We're coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. So nobody's trying to really, you know, keep in step with a normal format tonight. You are in tune to a real show, an informative show. And without...
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I would like to say hi to everybody listening, but this is more like a dedication, you know, to my baby, my boo. We've been together for like 3 years now. Yeah, we had our ups and downs. I feel like, I need to tell you this. We ain't shook, the brick house ain't scared of the big bad wolf. They're blowing down the foundation that we put up. And we put up with so much that we can't stop. Not a force that we can't block. Now think about the name of mountain that we can't hop. It's just another umbrella on another rainy day. And look, we gon' stay together no matter what people say. Cause look, you all I need like Tammy and Marvin Gaye. And nothing gon' take it away. Come on. Forever, baby, we gon' stay. Go to 3,000 like Andre name. We ruined the whole week for a week in love, man. The finish line tape, man. We can't bust till we get to so close to where we feel confident. We drop something on the reset button like... Your ride. I've been together 3 years, can't nobody divide us. The mother labor claiming a sinus. You could be my ladder, baby, dare me to climb up. So high up that we changing the climate. The top, baby, they can't find us. Yeah, we on the road, they can fight the dust as we speed on the road. I must be through with these nappy headed hoes. No trade like Ramsey, no breaking our family. See, we rockin', rollin' rock. It's all trust, no strap, like hope to top. TMG, yeah, we all we got. Yeah. I just can't see myself for nobody else but you. Come on. I mean, we gon' roll this thing out. We gon' get to the top, I swear. Just me and you. Yeah.
Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926. But before we do anything further, coming to you live from Las Vegas, your health and wellness update, Didi.
Good evening. I just wanted to touch on a little bit about, since we are speaking about traveling, as far as couples and vacation traveling and relaxation and how you can still stay in a health and wellness state of mind. There are different things that you can do as couples, like the couples only retreats, things of that sort. They have like sandals resorts, set up for couples. You also, as far as family, you can also take relaxation vacations as far as beaches or beaches resorts. Also, things as far as Disney, if you, the relaxation comes in the fact that if you can find, get yourself to a travel agent or online and find an all-inclusive package that includes meals, spa treatments, things of that sort, that includes relaxation, that gives you less stress as far as trying to figure out how do we save enough money for meals, how do we save enough money to do this event, how do we save enough money to do that. The fact that it's an all-inclusive event takes off the stress, and then if you throw in the spa package, you get the spa treatment, which also helps relieve stress. You also they have girl getaways. But if just you and your girlfriends want to go out and experience some relaxation, this can also provide for your health and wellness when you get back into the world of work. You can go to some spas in Arizona. They also have some inexpensive getaways in New York, Las Vegas, and also like countries or, let me say, territories that you do not require a passport. For instance, Puerto Rico. If you don't have a passport, you can travel to Puerto Rico and also indulge in some health and wellness or relaxation packages. You just need to go online, or if you're not sure, if you're not online savvy or computer savvy, you can contact the travel agent. There are also there with travel agents that you can get some packages. If you have a couple friends, you can get together and, it can also be stress-free. You let the travel agent take care of all the details, and that, again, relieves the stress of planning the trip. We also have things for our guys that you can put together as far as sport packages. I know for men, sometimes they don't want to think about work. They're not maybe into the spa treatment type of thing.
We don't want to think about work, no.
I know you don't, and I'm sure you don't want to get your toes and your nails done either, or maybe you do. For those of you who don't, you can indulge in, like, sports packages. You can get tickets for games, such as football games or basketball games to L.A. That includes your hotel, your meals, the seats to the event, things of that sort, maybe a party or a show. So you can also go to Colorado for skiing, things of that sort. I know men do like to ski as well, and they have skiing packages. So those are things that men can indulge in as far as health and wellness or relaxation is concerned. So you have things out there for everybody, for the men, the women, and the family that you can all indulge in to keep your health and wellness, maybe not so much as exercise, but to know that health and wellness is always important and relaxation is key to your health and wellness.
Absolutely, and we appreciate that. And, we don't always want to think about work, but work is what we do, man, right? We got to stay in position as the head of the household. Thank you, Ms. Willingham.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Folks, we out here with Steve Harvey and his crew. We're going to the Freedom Friday party. Coming up in about 13 minutes, Charlie Wilson's going to hit the stage. That's 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. West Coast time, it's 12:48 in Rio de Janeiro. It's 8:48 here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is 11:48 in Harlem. Charlie Wilson, and then we got Dougie Fresh coming up at 8 o'clock out here, actually at 10 o'clock out here. Folks, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Again, thanks to Didi for that report. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Regardless of where you are listening from, I see the switchboard, and I see we got folks tuned in from all over the world. Thank you. We appreciate you.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Yeah. Jamie and a bunch, yeah. Yeah, my name rings
rings everywhere like church bells. I'm with the boss, probably think I spend time in jail. I always go hard, and I always stick it up to the top. Something like hair gel, and I'm in love with God, but I still write about the streets so people think I have a lust for hell. And I'm just trying to write bars, trying to do this shit well. And I'm kinda like non-ex, don't it prevail. And even though I'm only young, I still rap, but I'm so high. But a nigga ain't chum. Sometimes I feel like it's the end of the road, like young Teflon. My nan said, keep your heads up and you will be strong. And I'll be back for a minute, so let me show you the bars for a couple of minutes. Life's fucked up my chest, and to be honest, I just wanna get there and run fast, just like Sonic. Let's be real, you don't want it. I know niggas that won't bet to leave you slumped on the car bonnet. And I ain't lying honest. A lot of people hate, but deep down they rate me. Ain't that ironic? I flow too bright, so where's less? I'm shipping niggas over, but no text. Am I up in the food chain? Team rest. I ain't even need to step back, cause I'm next. Pass me the beat, I lay it down easy. And no problem like the yard say, just like Chris Brown, different. Niggas know I'm breezy. Hey, hey, I'm on arms like a titan, kinda like a python. One attack, you gon' buy, son. In other words, I will kill you with 116 for fun. Done. Look, you can't stop me. I'm out of your league. You actually call your left back. But me, I'm up front. I'm scoring goals for my team. I'm unstoppable. They call me Thierry Henry. If SBTV asks me to write a press 64, I would say I don't need to. Why is that? Cause I write loads of S64s. I find it easy to write punchlines and metaphors. And all I wanna do is live life in the fast lane. It ain't easy, so I gotta get in my way. And one thing, F what the haters say. I just send them a love that keeps me humble to get my pay. And truthfully, I ain't acting brave. I'm just standing up, manning up, like a lawyer fighting for a big case. And I just take my time, and still come first up in this race. Look, you ain't got nothing on I flow with emotion, you can swear a nigga cried. But nope, it's just the way I write a flow. So now let me preach to ya. Hope, kinda like shit, be on fire and I. Swagger's too much, I'll be flagging in the sky. Nothing can stop me, I'm just being confident, I'm not being cocky. And quite honestly, I just got this hunger for this music shit. So not even Superman in army, you can see the light in the young G. And kinda like an arrow hat. This shit is getting big, and to be honest, I just wanna live wealthy. Close to boss, a few raw Eddie Murphy. And if pen and pad was illegal, then every day the feds would always ship and search me. And if you ask me, ask Jeeves, I guarantee you would say I'm one of the best rappers from my age, hardest this century. And trust me, I ain't being cocky, ain't no one touching me. I see the light, even in the dark hours. My flow and boss are too dirty, foul. Stop being quick to judge me, cause you ain't always right like Simon. I put my kick, I feel like I'm the chosen one. I swear I've got the four Star Wars. Anakin, real talk about them to the top. Suspension, I am on my own without getting told what to do. No detention. And I'm doing me to you, the UG. And I'm just trying to make it rain, you see. And I'm working hard, ain't it plain to see. And I'm like Jada, you can't stop me. Stop me. You can't. Yeah. You can't. You can't stop. Stop. Welcome to my world. Stop me.
DM Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926. If you want to get your last dibs in, Charlotte, we appreciate you in that report you brought us tonight. Ms. Toya, we appreciate you. CeeLo, I know Dee Dee's still hanging out there with us. CeeLo, take us. Make sure you check that out.
Oh, no, I am.
And, again, we're going to have to do some research to make sure that we definitely get you on some vacation. On some vacation research.
Well, you know what? My surgery, I'll be ready for a vacation.
Yeah, I know you got big things cracking, in the next few days, but nothing but peace and blessings, health and wellness. But we're gonna work on something that's gonna make sure that we turn your frown about vacationing right now, the fact that you haven't really enjoyed any vacationing, to a smile. Hey, my friends out there in the world, regardless of where you are right now, it is about where I am. It's 8:54 p.m. I'm on the West Coast. It's 11:54 on the East Coast. Apply the feedback, the tips, the advice tonight. Comes from a real practical place. You got to do more than just think about it. You got to be about it. You got to plan. You got to save, and apply some basic principles. CeeLo, again, appreciate the report tonight. Peace and blessings to you.
You too.
And we will talk to you back on Sunday. Toya,
yes.
I know you're out there still with us.
Yes, I am. I just wanted to say, first off, big shout out to CeeLo and the caller from D.C., who just brought a level of awareness to us about the whole Al Sharpton movement and things of that sort. That is a big thing. I think people, especially in our age range, need to be involved in politics a little more and what's going on with the world. So shout out to CeeLo and the caller from D.C. We thank you for the information you brought to us tonight.
No doubt. The person that was referenced in the report was Glenn Beck. And Glenn Beck is an interesting person. This is a real program. We express our opinions. We all have perspectives. There's different views. That's the whole purpose. It's really to bring awareness. But do research on the things that we talk about for yourself. You know, gather your own perspective. Do your own fact finding on these people, and you know exactly what is happening versus what we are talking about on the surface. And that's not just for you know, the Tea Party. That's for any party. You know, really understand what's really happening. Dee Dee.
Yes.
We have a few minutes left in the show. Anything you want to share as we close this thing out tonight? Coming live from Las Vegas, Nevada.
I just would like to say that I really appreciate Steve Harvey and what he's doing for the community, what he's doing for the community of African Americans or those that say that we're black people, as far as uplifting us and recognizing entrepreneurial businesses, black-owned businesses, things that's trying to help people in the community, you know, trying to bring people up as far as, you know, pushing people down or keeping people down. You know, you have more people in the community having a crab mentality as opposed to, you know, trying to bring their brother up. And I think it's, you know, cool, mad cool of Steve Harvey, you know, to have something, run for 8 years on the war show of recognition, something to recognize black people, to give us something to motivate us to strive for something higher, for something more. And I think, you know, more people should get in tune, should get involved to find out more about it. You know, as I'm here interacting, I see in my age range, it's like we're the youngest in our age range that's here. Everyone else is older that's, you know, participating, and we need more people in our age range, you know, 30, young, you know, early 30, mid 30, 18, 30, late 30, 40, to, you know, become more aware, become more, you know, involved in the community, you know, for that recognition is very, very important.
Appreciate that feedback tonight.
Just to agree with what Dee Dee was saying as well,
I definitely agree with everything she said as far as Steve Harvey, everything he's doing for the black community, for as a mentor for young African-American males and things of that sort. I commend him on that, his entire show, Tommy, Carla, Charlie Strawberry. I just think that as a show, they're not just on the radio, but they're also active in the community. And I think that that in itself is commendable. In addition, it's just a good thing, you know, for everyone. I just want to commend them on that. So I'm happy to be a part of what's going on here in Vegas this weekend.
Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, it's the T.M. Hyman Radio Live team. We appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. We're going to end out as we kind of swag it out. We're going to swag our way down to this Freedom Friday party out here with the 8th Annual Hoodie Awards. We'll check you Sunday night. There's a beach party going on out here Sunday night, and we're probably going to come live during that time. This is Swag, T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, how they feel and see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found the reason why the brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm
finding my friend. I try to tell them I swear. It's a little special like the new we got a Georgetown. Anywhere I'm at, it's memories when it's going down. These dudes bones from their feet to their wig. Their wardrobe is trash like a college fell kid. My fit so Gucci, Louis and all that. The type that don't tip, but the script was a callback. I MTVM on the bus like next. Unless I'm in their brain like it's Xavier X. I mean, my shoe game silly, my outfit jiggy. My swag out the park, you just out there with it. You the type who ain't got swag, no use to kick it. Chicks calling my phone like I got movie tickets. Trying to get a sweat drop on my swag. Moving the cup, get them shooting socks in the bag. And I holly brag.